Reviews.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
But the reality is that any president's ability to sit down with leaders in another country and to say to them, if we agree to X, Y, and Z, I can deliver, is critical. If leaders in the rest of the world look at the President of the United States and say, well, he's not going to be able to make this happen, they're going to be far less willing to go out on the limb or put themselves into an agreement which requires them to do something. So this was a very, very important measure for the president in terms of his ability to move America's agenda on a global basis.
No better time than the present to focus on the START treaty. I guess we could start talking about START. A lot of people have been talking about START, and now maybe they'll stop because START is about to start, if you get my drift. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. You heard Senator John Kerry commenting on how important it was for President Obama to get the START treaty ratified. This new treaty with Russia came about as a result of the Senate getting together, 71-26 vote on it. Remember, the Senate has to vote on all treaties before the president can sign them. So the president has a victory. Under the terms of this new treaty, which lasts for 10 years, signed by both presidents of both countries back in April, the number of U.S. and Russian warheads would be cut by a third, and on-site inspections of nuclear weapons facilities resume after a one-year suspension. Here's the president explaining how this START treaty will make you safer.
I am glad the Democrats and Republicans came together to approve my top national security priority for this session of Congress, the new START treaty. This is the most significant arms control agreement in nearly two decades, and it will make us safer and reduce our nuclear arsenals along with Russia. With this treaty, our inspectors will also be back on the ground at Russian nuclear bases, so we will be able to trust but verify. We'll continue to advance our relationship with Russia, which is essential to making progress on a host of challenges, from enforcing strong sanctions on Iran to preventing nuclear weapons from falling into the hands of terrorists. And this treaty will enhance our leadership to stop the spread of nuclear weapons and seek the peace of a world without them. The strong bipartisan vote in the Senate sends a powerful signal to the world that Republicans and Democrats stand together on behalf of our security. And I especially want to thank the outstanding work done by Vice President Joe Biden, the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator John Kerry, and the ranking Republican, Senator Richard Lugar, for their extraordinary efforts. In fact, I just got off the phone with Dick Lugar and reminded him the first trip I ever took as senator, foreign trip, was with Dick Lugar to Russia to look at nuclear facilities there. And I told him how much I appreciated the work he had done and that there was a direct line between that trip that we took together when I was the first-year senator and the results of the vote today on the floor. This all speaks to a tradition of bipartisan support for strong American leadership around the world. And that's a tradition that was reinforced by the fact that the new START treaty won the backing of our military and our allies abroad.
Next up on our countdown, we get a report from Mark Whitaker, here speaking with former Defense Secretary William Cohen, who's pretty even-handed when it comes to this sort of thing. The two of them discussed the importance of the treaty itself.
Tell us, first of all, about the importance of getting this treaty ratified, not just in terms of relations with the Russians, but how America is viewed around the world.
Well, if you look at it from a geopolitical point of view, you would say here you have virtually every former Republican, as well as Democratic, the Secretary of State, Republican National Security Advisors, and Secretaries of Defense, all of whom, with minor exception perhaps, have come out in favor. If the President of the United States was unable to persuade the Congress, the Senate, to ratify this agreement, it would would certainly send a signal to all of the other countries that perhaps making treaties with the United States is not such a great idea if the president can't get them through. So I think the significance is it strengthens his hand to deal with these issues in the future politically, and I think it strengthens his hand as far as he has seen even in this country that this is an important security matter for the United States. He was able, through persistence, along with support from Richard Lugar, we can't underestimate what he has helped to achieve over the years on these issues, and as well as Senator Kerry and others. But I think this is a very important bill in the strategic sense and looking at it geopolitically, in the political sense, in the best sense of that word.
Now the sticking points for critics during these negotiations were the effect that this would have on our ability to continue to deploy missile defense, to move forward in terms of future treaties on tactical nuclear weapons, and modernizing our force. Do you think that those were non-issues to begin with, or did they needed to be raised, and how have they been resolved?
I think they needed to be raised to satisfy concerns. In terms of modernization, we do have to have a modernization program. Senator Kyle should be congratulated for his determination to raise the level of funding to make sure that we have a modernized force that we can depend upon, so he gets credit for that. The other issues dealing with verification, I think, have been generally satisfied. They need to be raised because it's always a question. Can you trust the Russians? Well, we don't trust. We verify, as President Reagan said, and here there are verification measures.
You mentioned President Reagan's famous adage, trust but verify, but it seems that for some of these Republican critics, they don't even trust anymore, and one of the concerns they have is whether the language is strong enough to keep the current Russian leadership of walking away from the deal entirely. Is that something we need to worry about?
Well, if the Russians walk away from the deal, then the Russians certainly would encourage or incur the wrath of and disrespect of other nations.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
There are plenty of reasons to smile during the holidays, from the joy of gathering with loved ones to posing for pictures. So it's the perfect time to make sure your smile is as bright as it can be. A new technology that whitens teeth makes it easy and affordable for people to do just that. Dr. Deborah King, renowned cosmetic dentist to celebrities and expert on extreme makeover, has more.
Finally, a toothbrush can help whiten teeth and remove stains. The Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Toothbrush uses a new technology, micro-whitening calcium carbonate bristles, to whiten teeth. When paired with Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Floss, which combines the power of baking soda with the MicroGrooves technology, it works like a mini squeegee to grab and remove up to 2 times more plaque than other floss products. Your teeth will be brilliant and white. Just one more reason to smile.
For more information, visit www.reachbrand.com.
How can we make more sense of all of this? Well, it's usually obligatory when it comes to these sorts of things on the part of the program producers here. That's me and the people that want to have you know all sides of the stories. To bring in, let's say, somebody from Fox and then somebody from MSNBC before we get to the radio hosts. So here is one of my favorites from Fox, Gretchen Carlson, speaking with somebody who's really kind of a gas bag. You've heard Frank Gaffney before. He makes the rounds. He's kind of a tired old horse. And his argument is tired and old, that the treaty will not allow the U.S. to increase the defense system we have if that need be.
All right, so you have grave concerns about this. Most Republicans, or at least a handful of them that are going to pass this thing through, don't. What are your concerns?
My concerns are multiple-fold, actually. One is that we have really not seen the kind of debate that this sort of treaty requires. We've been told a lot about global standing and resetting relations with the Russians, mustn't jeopardize our relationship with the Russians, but it's been really quite short on the substantive problems with it. Let me just give you one example. As part of this deal, the Russians have said, look, if you do anything, anything, quantitatively or qualitatively, to improve your missile defenses, we're out of here. Now think about what that would mean for our relationship with the Russians, and I think you'll see very quickly that that means the United States would be reluctant to do it. But here's the catch. We know right now that Venezuela and Iran are going to open up a missile base in Venezuela.
Right.
Those missiles are surely going to be pointed, at least some of them, in our direction. And when we decide we need to have a defense against those missiles, will all of the people who have told us this treaty is so wonderful rally to the fact that we need to have them and we will have them? Or will they say, oof, we can't jeopardize our relationship with the Russians? Mm-hmm. That's the sort of problem that I anticipate is going to come up and make it clear that the Senate was reduced to a rubber stamp and did not do the kind of due diligence that it's expected to do on a treaty of this.
Do you suspect that the U.S. will get something back in return from Russia for going ahead with START? I mean, because Russia is so integral in our relationship with, let's say, China, North Korea, even Iran. Do you think that there's going to be something down the road that we'll get back or not?
Well, I think what we're going to get back, if we reward bad behavior, and there's been a lot of Russian bad behavior, we should be clear. We're endlessly promised the Russians are going to be helping us on Iran. What have they actually been doing?
Right.
They've been transferring nuclear weapons-related or relevant technology to Iran.
But if they get their take-it-or-leave-it deal, will they suddenly surprise us?
I think that they will continue to surprise us, given that Vladimir Putin is vehemently and viscerally hostile to the United States by more bad behavior.
800-510-8255. Andrea Mitchell, one of the other side on MSNBC, speaking with former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Thomas Pickering. Pickering says the START Treaty doesn't leave America with hands tied, especially when it comes to defense systems that may be not included in this type of weaponry.
So is this a big deal? Not so much a big deal? Would it just have been a really bad deal if it didn't go through, as far as you're concerned, in our relationship with Russia?
Big deal going through, bad deal not going through. It's very, very important to our relationship with Russia, as important as it is with our national security. The two go hand in hand and obviously are very important. I was in Moscow on Friday, and there was no question at all. There was a tremendous interest in how this was all going to come out and growing faith in the president's strength in the Senate, even at that earlier time.
Now, what happens if Russia's equivalent of their Congress, the Duma, does not approve it? Is there any question that Medvedev is not going to get this approved?
Andrea, you know, nothing's done until it's all done.
Right.
But the pattern has been we do it and then they follow along fairly quickly. And their Duma is not known for its streaks of independence, if I could put it that way.
Yeah, I know that very well. There was a bit of a problem when the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, warned that the U.S. shouldn't change the treaty. That gave ammunition yesterday in the debate to the Republican critic, Senator Kyle. I don't like to be pushed around by Russia. But do you have any doubt at all that the president intends to live up to the commitments that he's made about missile defense and that his hands are not tied by anything Russia does in the future regarding missile defense?
First, I believe his hands are not tied. The language that exists is self-evidently obvious stuff, that there's an interrelationship between offensive and defensive weapons. Secondly, it's in the preamble, which all the experts tell me is not a binding portion of the document. And thirdly, the president's been very clear, and I have no reason to doubt him. And there is nobody out there that advances more than what one could call a kind of peripheral side argument that even in any way at all, this casts a shadow over the agreement. So I feel very confident on that point.
You
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Senate approved a landmark nuclear arms control treaty with Russia this week, handing the president a major foreign policy victory. He's trying to improve ties with Moscow and curb the spread of atomic weapons to other places like Iran, for example, and North Korea. So the Senate has a strong vote on this. Treaty enhances our leadership, stopping the spread of nuclear weapons, so said the president. The vote was an endorsement of his efforts to improve relations. Let's get an overview from C-SPAN's Rob Harlston, who speaks with Joseph Siracone, who's the author of a book called Bomb Scare, A History of Nuclear Weapons. The two give us a history of arms control talks and action.
In terms of historical perspectives, give us a comparison between this particular START treaty and other nuclear treaties that have been negotiated leading up to this one.
Sure. So there's been a long history of bipartisan cooperation on arms control. The first real arms control treaty was by John F. Kennedy, the Limited Test Ban Treaty that banned explosions of weapons in outer space, in the atmosphere and underwater. But Richard Nixon started the process with Henry Kissinger to first limit nuclear weapons, and then Ronald Reagan really began the process of big reductions in nuclear weapons. And that process has worked. So over the last 25 years, we've seen the nuclear weapons totals of the United States and Russia declined by over 70%. U.S. and Russia have 95% of all the world's nuclear weapons, and they've been steadily, step by step, reducing their arsenals. The START Treaty is part of that process. It seems to have now won bipartisan support, even though this is the first nuclear reduction treaty negotiated by a Democrat to win Senate approval.
Now, with regard to this particular treaty and other treaties that have preceded it, has it been as difficult to get them ratified as it seems it's been as difficult to get this one ratified?
There has always been opposition to arms control. I was just watching the movie 7 Days in May. You may remember that movie. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, played by Burt Lancaster, stages a coup against the President of the United States over an arms control treaty with the Soviet Union. And there's always been a hardcore of opposition. So some of the very same people now, for example, who are critical of this treaty for being a sellout or for weakening the United States, were critical of other arms control treaties. So Richard Perle, or Frank Gaffney, who was on this show just last week, also opposed the original Ronald Reagan START Treaty. They opposed Ronald Reagan's Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. They ran ads in the paper denouncing Ronald Reagan as an appeaser, if you can believe that. And so there's always been that hardcore of opposition. Usually what has happened is because Republican presidents have been the ones negotiating these treaties, you've seen that the majority of the conservatives will then block in support of that president. So you've seen bigger margins of victory, sometimes 93-6, for example. Or the last George W. Bush arms control treaty was passed without any opposition at all. So this is a bigger negative vote than we've seen before, largely explained by the politics of the situation.
So what's been the impact, in your opinion, of the delay in getting this particular treaty ratified?
Well, what it's cost us is eyes on the ground, boots on the ground. Since the last treaty expired back in December a year ago, we haven't had inspections. So U.S. inspectors have not been able to monitor Russian compliance with the treaty. We haven't had the kind of predictability and assurances of what the Russians are up to. So it's cost us some intelligence. So far, that hasn't been critical, but it was judged that if that continued, if this lapsed into next year, if the treaty ran into trouble and we weren't able to restart those inspections, that would be a critical loss for U.S. national security. That's one reason the Joint Chiefs of Staff backed this treaty in so strongly. That's one reason you've seen such uniform support among former cabinet security officials. Every single former Secretary of State has backed the treaty. Almost every Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor, the majority of them Republicans, back it for the real security benefits that they give it. The delay in getting the ratification hasn't cost us that much security-wise so far.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The START Treaty is where we started this hour, and that's as we continue looking at a lot of end-of-the-year rushes. The Senate has passed this treaty. President has a news conference praising the bipartisanship, the season of progress, he calls it, adding that the accomplishments of this post-election session of Congress show that, quote, we are not doomed to endless gridlock. The Senate ratified a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. It was a bipartisan vote. Obama did say that the prediction for next year with the Republicans still is sort of holding. The Republicans take over the House, vows to try to pass sweeping immigration reform, which has been blocked by the Republicans. So that's sort of the summary of what went on around the discussions of the START Treaty. We're listening to input from talk radio and talk television, and then your input will begin at 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Scott Voorhees speaking with David Shore. David, from the Stanley Foundation, this is an explanation as to why this treaty is needed with Russia.
Why is this even an issue? Are we at war? Are we in the Cold War still? I mean, why are we doing this?
That's a great question. And I think the answer has to do with we were sort of hinting at it, but the real concern today is the spread of nuclear weapons to new countries like Iran and North Korea. And the point of an agreement like this is that the countries that have the bigotry that a country like Iran has promised not to get nuclear weapons, that same treaty says that the countries that have had all the nuclear weapons in 1970 are supposed to reduce. And my favorite quote in the debate in the last few days is from the number three ranking Senate Republican, Lamar Alexander, who said that he's supporting the treaty because it leaves us with plenty of weapons to blow any attacker to kingdom come, as he put it. Mm-hmm. So You know, the job of nuclear weapons is to deter attacks against us. We have more than enough for that, and making reductions helps us keep the heat on Iran and North Korea.
I wonder how much of a deterrent having nuclear weapons is to the type of terrorist and enemy we are at war with today, because some of these guys are so apocalyptic that they'd love to get their hands on something just to start seeing the bombs fly. The fact that so many of them will be wiped out, that is of no concern to them like it used to be back in the good old days.
So that is another important question, and that has to do with another separate push. It's very important. If you think back to April, President Obama hosted a special summit of just under 50 world leaders specifically focused on nuclear security. Now, that's the key area for the problem that you're talking about, the danger of a nuclear weapon falling into terrorist hands. And so there, you know, it's generally useful to, you know, have fewer nuclear weapons, and reduce the danger of any of them falling into the wrong hands. And that's especially a concern with Russia. But really, that issue is about locking down all of the not only nuclear weapons but nuclear material around the world, and so that's a big push right now, separately, to make sure that all around the world, where the stuff is, it's locked down tight.
Locking it down tight, or the correct English would be locking it down tightly. The countdown featuring a focus on this issue. This seems moderately optimistic. There are some people, you heard from Frank Gaffney earlier on, concerned that the treaty doesn't allow us to increase our defense system. For heaven's sakes, we spend $700 billion a year. I'd be looking for a way to cut that down to like $400,000 or something that's reasonable. These people that are always beating the drum and wanting to, the concern is our enemy, the enemy, the enemy. I saw a truck on the road the other day. Give the enemy no comfort. We don't even know who the enemy is. In general, we think we do, but that's very simplistic. At least this circumstance and the sort of fear of Armageddon that some people have that goes with it, it gets reduced with the number of applications of that science, which would be the number of bombs that are around. Senator John Kerry led the debate. He's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, said the treaty sent a message to Iran and North Korea that the international community remains united to restrain the nuclear ambitions of countries that operate outside the law. He said, quote, "We send a message that the two countries that possess 90% of the world's nuclear weapons are fulfilling their obligation to reduce their arsenals in the responsible manner." The treaty will cut long-range strategic nuclear weapons deployed by Russia and the U.S. to not more than 1,550 within the next 7 years. You know how many nuclear weapons, as powerful as these things are now? This is how foolish this is and how foolish Gaffney and people like that sound. Do you know how many weapons, we talk about weapons of mass destruction, if with our potential, that is, what would happen with even a half a dozen of these bombs to the atmosphere. Now, let's say Chicago is bombed, St. Petersburg in Russia gets bombed, Beijing gets bombed. You have four or five even, and each country ruins pretty much the country. The economy of the countries is destroyed. The atmosphere over the earth is destroyed. So to have 1,500 of these and to have guys like Gaffney worrying about that in that perspective, it's nonsense. We had, I think, when Reagan was president, before, wasn't he the first one that started all of this? And when he got together with Gorbachev, it seems to me that we had like 4,000 or 5,000, if not more, of these things. And maybe it seems to me in the back of my mind, I don't remember talking about this for a long time, there were maybe between the two countries 20,000 of these things. What in the world? What do you think? These things have got so much destructive power, not only to whatever land mass they might hit, but to the atmosphere itself, that it's Gaffney sounds foolish. Not even foolish. He sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about. The treaty has wide support in military circles, wide support in diplomatic circles. NATO Secretary General said that it would make a significant contribution to Euro-Atlantic security and lead to progress on conventional and nuclear arms control initiatives. A Cold War. Thank the military-industrial complex for that. And so, under the circumstances, whose credibility is at stake here? Never mind Frank Gaffney, the country or the countries. Let's see here. The passage of the treaty was supported with 13 Republicans, and that is a good thing for Obama. And it's a good thing for the Republicans, because it's time the Republicans stop looking like they're Neanderthals, and or they're in the back pocket of all of the military guys, the military people, the military-industrial complex. And we're talking about the soldiers and people who are supposedly in charge of our fighting mechanism. I'm talking about the people who make out, who move ahead, who progress financially, economically from all of this stuff, stirring up the pot. And yeah, sometimes I even wonder where guys like Gaffney, who's paying them? You know, he's a concerned citizen. Okay, so what does that mean? Concerned about what? Concerned about how much money these people make? Not that it's bad for the economy, because it isn't. It's good for the economy, good for jobs, all that stuff. But is it good? Is it always just that that we measure? An important question to consider as well. Okay, lots of things on the table to discuss, and we have quite a bit of time here to take your calls. So call us now for a timely bit of input with your thoughts. 800, matter of fact, you don't have to rush to the phone, but you can hustle along. We'll get to your calls in a moment here on The Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Includes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
We're discussing the Senate passing this nuclear treaty, which makes people sleep a little bit better. And I keep picking on Gaffney, but that ilk is so predictable. And this is silliness. So let's get to, you may agree or disagree with that. Help yourself. I don't know that that's the issue. The issue is whether this is good for America or not and makes you sleep a little bit better. We spend a little bit less money on all of this stuff. Jim, listening in Connecticut with thoughts for us on The Countdown.
Yeah, I just think that the process of having this lame duck treaty race through the Senate given the way the Russians have behaved, you know, Georgia and other places have recently, and given the duplicity that seems to be the nature of their government, it's foolish. If it's not politics, why are all Democrats supporting it? Is there no security-minded Democrat that stops and says, can we trust the Russians with issues like verification? I think that there's no need to ram this through in a lame duck session. Take your time, do it right, if it's a disaster, both Democrat and Republican citizens of this country will have to suffer for it. I think that there's valid arguments to be made on both sides, but it troubles me that somebody says, well, only the Republicans are opposing it, so therefore they're paying politics. Well, if every last Democrat in this country supports this, because Obama wants it, I think that's wrong, too. If not getting this treaty weakens him, he is already a weak leader. You don't sign the treaty, given its lasting implications, because it makes him look good or bad on the world stage. You do it because it's good for the security of your people. And I'm afraid that Democrat partisan support is a big part of this as well.
Well, yes and no. This is not something that was rushed through. This has been in the hopper for quite a long time. The problem is that we're surrounded by these people pushing things at the last minute, and a lot of what is being done, Jim, this week, over the last couple of weeks, is being pushed through the Senate bill, that 510 food safety and health thing from the FDA. It went back to the House and up and down, had to be tacked onto a bill, and more deals were made and fewer votes were taken that were real on that than you can imagine. And there are a lot of other things that got pushed through. So you may be right in your philosophy of rushing, but I'm not sure that applies here. 800, I might be wrong, but that's my way of reading it. 800-510-8255. Here's Ruby in Virginia. Sounds like she's disturbed about some aspects of the treaty.
About this treaty, first of all, it only deals with ICBMs, the big nuclear bombs that are in silos. This treaty does not deal with tactical nuclear weapons at all, which Russia has like 10% more than we do. And the tactical nuclear weapons are what everybody's talking about when they talk about nuclear proliferation. Those things are small. They can be moved. They can do anything. Two other things that are disturbing about this treaty is the fact that our president now, when he was running, ran against nuclear defense. We need to have nuclear defense. And the other very disturbing thing about it, this is called the New START Treaty. The old one has lapsed. We have no treaty with Russia now. But this one, for the first time in 20 years almost, recouples offensive and defensive weapons. Our president does not want a nuclear defense. We need a nuclear defense, especially with what Iran is doing. I mean, we have just off the eastern shore protection. We don't have any protection in Poland, of which he pulled. That was the third stage. The other stages are coming up, but they're not on the drawing board. And the treaty says that deals with current defenses. We have got to develop new defenses, and we don't have them. And it gives Russia a complete out. I don't understand why it was pushed through so quick.
Well, Ruby, I think you got some of the aspects of this wrong, but you've got your thoughts on it, and other people do, so let's get a few more thoughts so we can share them. Glenn in Maryland with some experience to discuss.
I was actually a part of the INF Treaty. I was on the ground floor of building that organization, which was the on-site inspection agency at the time back in 1988 when President Gorbachev and President Reagan signed that particular treaty. So I had the opportunity to be involved with that. I have looked at the treaty, and I don't see anything that would prohibit any type of verification, whether it's through NTM, National Technical Means, or anything of the sort. I think that the treaty is in place. It's been negotiated fairly well. There are some things that are, you know, that could be better. Of course, you know, if you go and you go for better things, you're going to take a longer time to get a treaty. And by the way, tactical weapons is a separate issue from strategic weapons.
Yeah, two different things. Thank you for differentiating that, Glenn. Quickly, Len from Arizona, let's go.
Now, what's the hurry? What it's about is President Obama has zero national or foreign policy accomplishments. What is the hurry? You know, everywhere you look, there's a disaster. You got North Korea, it's a disaster. You know, Iran's a disaster. China's a disaster. You know, this guy is just what, you know, I just don't understand what the hurry is. Politics is a way of life, but we don't have the, our system of government is rotten in terms of the politics, but it's the best system in the world. An elected official's number one job is that of public safety. And if someone has cause for concern with this treaty, I just think you need to take it seriously. And why rush it? This is a lame duck Congress. Why rush it, Mr. President? I mean, what are you afraid of?
Well, there are, listen to A lot of your favorite hosts have been feeding a lot of stuff out there, and one wonders whether it's all right. At any rate, a good conversation. Coming up, another conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation radio.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio time is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with an overview of a controversy that started a week or so ago. Actually, it started years ago, in fact. And now comes to, I don't think this is a head, but it's pretty interesting to understand the thinking or reasoning behind the Reverend Al Sharpton calling on the FCC, same organization that kind of tried to screw up the Internet this week. Sharpton wants the FCC to establish radio and television regulations. These regulations would be against what he calls Rush Limbaugh's longstanding racist and sexist rhetoric. So we're going to, if we listen to Al Sharpton, we're going to have a plan that will require Al to, or somebody else who's, I guess, from Al's neck of the woods as far as theory and philosophy is concerned, to monitor Rush Limbaugh and others, Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, you know all of the names, the local hosts who have the same approach and attitude toward what Limbaugh calls humor. All right, is Limbaugh a racist? You can make an argument for that. Is he a sexist? Yep, you can make an argument for that. But is it illegal to be a racist? No, it may be stupid, but it isn't racist. With some people, they love it. There's an audience for Rush Limbaugh. There's an audience for a lot of these people who, in terms of what freedom of speech is all about, Sharpton, I don't know whether he just does this because he knows by yanking everybody's chain, he's going to get some attention and people may listen to his own radio program. Here's Sharpton on another radio program hosted by Tom Joyner, explaining what he wants the FCC to do.
I spent yesterday, Tom, in Washington on two issues I want to raise quickly this morning. One, we met heads of Nash Action Network and I with some of the FCC commissioners, and we're asking for public hearings on what should be standards in regard to race and gender on publicly regulated TV and radio. What Rush Limbaugh and others have done, I believe, has pushed the envelope beyond free speech. We all have the right to free speech. We all have the right, including those on the right wing, to express ourselves. But if there are standards on decency that the government gives and enforces for regulated licenses for television and radio, then included in that ought to be those that make references explicitly or implicitly based on race, gender, and sexual orientation. And we intend to follow that up with public hearings and bring some of those in front of a public hearing to explain how they justify the use of federally regulated airwaves to offend people based on who they are, not using free speech based on what their opinions may be.
You know, Al, you sound like an old dog. Same old trick, same old rhetoric, same old baloney. Yeah, we're going to try to shut down discussion. Even if Limbaugh's a jerk or other people who are, you know, people have long talked about Howard Stern and how he ought not to be on the radio, or Laura Ingraham. Come on. There's an audience. People want to listen to him. They're taxpayers. It's none of your damn business. This thing, people, as soon as I mentioned this, people wanted to be heard on it. So let's take a couple of calls on Al Sharpton calling for the FCC to have regulations against what he doesn't want to listen to. Here's Ann listening in Texas.
This is about control and power and an affront to the First Amendment freedom of speech. And it affects everyone, regardless of a race, creed, background, wherever they live. As you know, the Al Sharpton is merely a tool of the Obama administration. The FCC head, diversity czar, the FCC czar that was handpicked by Barack Obama, has come out and on video said how much he admires the revolution, the socialist revolution in Venezuela by Hugo Chavez. One of the reasons why he admires that is we also see that Chavez has shut down radio stations, television stations that oppose his position of power. The same thing is going on here in the United States. Al Sharpton is merely the voice, the front for the Obama administration assault on the First Amendment to shut down any opposition to its positions.
Well, they're a little bit of, I got a little trouble with some of what you said there, Ann, but I want to get Tommy on from Louisiana quickly. Here, go ahead, Tommy.
Why does the Reverend Al Sharpton have the Reverend in front of his name if he's not talking about Jesus? I think I've heard you talk about Jesus more on your show, and you're not proselytizing or anything. You know what? I think more people like me would listen to him and just preach some Jesus and some love and, hey, let's all get along, and here's right and here's wrong, and there you go. But that's just me.
All right, there may be a better way of approaching this. Quick hit on it, but something to think about as we conclude another hour of conversation on our countdown.